10.5 minutes still remaining here from Port Edwards. As Beck feigns the three ball just left of the wing beyond the arc. Dribbles it to the other side, about the exact same spot. Cross-court bounce pass, tough one to Trammell, who curls it with one hand. Spin move down the paint. Little runner off the rim, no. And rebound secured by Grant Hinker.
I think we're going to start seeing mass entrance into the game here by the Pacelli bench. That's one thing Shirk doesn't do is really run it up. And, I mean, it's starting to get well in hand. So.
And at this point, when you're up by almost 30 points, you don't want to see somebody get hurt.
Right, and that's the other thing. You got a lot of season left ahead of you. As Port's starting to do the same thing.
Nice look inside. And a foul going to be whistled against Jake Williams. It'll be his second personal. And it'll be the team's third.
And it's Sam Martins going to the line. All right. So Sam Martins, and he's going to the line here. Is no points so far in the game. I have him just with one board, but he did not get that shot up there, as there will be two on the way for Martinson. First one up there, front of the rim, backboard through. So Martinson enters the scorebook. Good for him. Son of baseball coach Ben Martinson. So he's looking forward to the next couple months getting back on the ball diamond over Palin Field. And hopefully I can bring you a few games here this spring.
Yeah, we sure hope so.
Yeah, hopefully the weather cooperates, which we got to talk about that a little bit later in the broadcast. Second one up, and that's through nothing but net. As out goes Martinson, and in comes Schumer. 9:46 to go, 62-35 ball game here. Pacelli leading as Port starting to cycle through their bench a little bit. Pacelli's probably on the verge of it as well. His pass down low, nobody home. Turnover number 4.5, 5 in the game for the Cardinals. Think about Assumption for our game tomorrow as we go to Assumption for against Newman Catholic. But Port Edwards, they got the ball again. 9:35 to go. In regulation in the game. Is Beck with it. Leave just there for, I believe that was Aiden Domke, as the ball gets loose and they're chasing it and it goes out of bounds. Stays over to the Cardinals. The Blackhawks, excuse me. There's so many birds going on. I've even probably even caught a few tonight by some of the people in the stands. Understandably, of course. As inbounds goes Andres and he takes it up the far side. That gets poked away and last touched by the Cardinals.
You know, we were talking a little bit at halftime, Michael. I sometimes like to give little nicknames, and for those of you who don't know, Eric spells his first name with an A, so
yeah.
Double A we like to call him as well.
Call him Arn Anderson. An old wrestling reference there.
Sure.
His inbounds, Beck under the or a little bit to the right of the basket. Inbounds Schumer. He's looked to dribble back out to Trannell. Back over to Beck, who's standing on the right elbow. Three bomb on the way from Beck. And that's going to be short. Rebound there was attempt by Trannell. Leave up, big pass up ahead and lay up there. And there's another one. I believe that was by Hammerly.
It was.
As it's a 64-35 ball game. This one's probably going to be all she wrote. As there's going to be contact going to the hoop was Beck. And he'll be going to line for two.
I think they're going to get Mr. Hinker on that one. It'll be his second personal. You know, I think some of the names we gave him, we think back all the way back to Lincoln High School's Danny Zastava. They called him, Terry liked to call him Danny Z.
Ooh, I like it.
We had Sam Shawanabek over in Pittsville. I always like to call him Sudden Sam Shawanabek because he could light it up quickly.
Oh, yeah, as we got a timeout coming here. As it will be the first free throw is up and good. And we'll probably just keep her here because we got to talk about the coming schedule. So what that schedule looks like at the moment is tomorrow night, Randy and I getting the band back together yet again. Assumption, Newman Catholic. Pre-game show about 7 o'clock, 7:05 or so, 7:15 tip. I believe that's what the time was. And then no River Kings this weekend, however. They are only playing one game up north, as I always like to say, up at Spooner against Northwest Express.
I think they got like a blue and white game or something on Friday, is it?
They do have that up at the Marshfield Ice Arena.
Yep.
But that is where things start getting a little tricky here. As looking at the forecast, it's going to be colder than cold can be. And there's potential. I'm not saying anything for sure. There's potential schools could be closed Monday and possibly Tuesday.
Well, Monday they are for sure. We're off in the district because of Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, some places do, some places don't.
So this district does. Yeah.
So that works for you, Randy.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, we're hoping on Tuesday I'd be bringing you the battle on the Wisconsin River, Port Edwards and Nakusa boys basketball, opening tip about 7.
Right here.
Beautiful Kastner Gymnasium, but not sure if that's going to happen with the weather. So we'll keep you updated when we know here on 105.5 WRI. I'm sure someone will let you know, be it Seth or Pam or
James
or Laura or whoever. Is that second free throw is up and good. There's two more there for Beck is 64-37, 8:45 to go in the ballgame. Pacelli probably just trying to run this down a little bit, get some of their bench players some action here as the ball is fumbled out of bounds, but not before it was touched by the Blackhawks. That
double
good
a,
defensive.
Double A that time.
Got yep, that was double A. Good old Aaron Anderson, Eric Andreessen. He got a hand on that. That's good defense, hands defense there. As I like to talk about Coach Riley there, Riley Thomas, quick hands, poked that ball out of bounds. That man knows what he's doing there over the years. Now it's inbounded back to Pacelli. Far side is the Cardinals working a right around the key, really trying to open up the defense support. Three bomb on the way by Badoon. That's going to be a little long. Back iron picked up there by AA. A dish over to Tranel. Tranel up the far side. Looking for an avenue here as we eclipse the 8-minute mark. As we go a little bit left, goes to the right. Pass, he tried to pass it back out, got tipped out of the way. That's picked up there by Striegel. He's fighting for it. And there was a good wrestle match. We're going to see how they call that. Even though it's a jump ball, and the timeout was actually called, as it will stay Port Edwards ball, 7:50 to go. Here at Kastner Gymnasium.
Yeah, I got to thank all of our sponsors for, as we always like to say, making the trip over here. They allowed us to do that. High School Sports, proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric Incorporated. Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons, Chrysler Jeep, Morrison Tree Service, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB. We sure appreciate all of your support. If you'd like to get on board, give us a holler. 715-424-1300 as you're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI. So we got 7:51 to go here in our final half of action with the Cards comfortably on top, 64-37. As we said just before the break here, the timeout quickly taken by the Blackhawks, so they will inbound it to Mr. Tranel, who's on the right wing, goes on top, Striegel for three!
Boom!
And that's a second three bomb for Vinny tonight. And it's 64-40 as Mr. Shirk walks it up the court right in front of the scorer's table and his father. Does so with the left hand, guarded by Beck. Dribble penetration, stops and then loses it out of bounds as he bounced it off his foot that time. Turnover number 6.
Those Thomas quick hands out there working for Port.
7:24 now remaining. Here quickly coming into the forecourt for the Hawks is Tranel. Over to Beck. Pump fakes the three. Puts it on the floor instead. Goes to the right wing. Now crosses that dribble over. Goes into the paint. Drop step. Put it up.
Oh!
Beautiful move by Mr. Beck as he's able to knock it down off the glass. And it's 64-42. Quickly into the forecourt. Couple of extra steps. Good call by the official. That time as Mr. Shirk did like a Euro step plus one.
Euro plus one. I'm trying to think of something clever to come up with. I just can't do it.
It'll come to you about 2 in the morning.
Yeah, right about when I'm going to bed.
Right. 7 minutes exactly to go now. 64-42 as the Hawks trail it, but do have possession of the basketball. Three bomb on the way. Oh, Tranel, no, and we're going to have a foul on the inside on the rebound with a little push-off by AA. It'll be the third on Eric, and it'll be the 6th, 7th on the team.
Yeah, those are the old wrestling days of when they said AA, Arn Anderson, he was known as the enforcer, and right there, our version of AA, he was the enforcer, getting a little too physical down low.
So to send the, send the 6'5 Yeti to the free throw line.
That's how you got to combat, you know, you got to combat that size and length with that force, and you're going to get in trouble sometimes doing that.
So the 1-1, yet he throws up the first and leaves it short, but the rebound is a little bit long, and it is grabbed there by the Cardinals, and they'll keep it alive as Grant Hinker was the recipient of that rebound. Shirk will swing it on top to Badoon. Melisse with the basketball on the release.
I like that, Melisse on the release.
Hey, well, I was going to say, if he does a joke, is it Badoon?
Yeah, I like that, too. You know, he should have been the quarterback for the team. If he wasn't, he should have been.
Yo, he was a good football player, tell you that.
Underneath to Yaiti, he got hit hard, and he still is able to fight through it and put it down. And for Zach, he now has 12 points, 6 in both halves, and he's going to look for another free throw here. As the whistle was against Vinny Striegel, his second. As the Hawks are over the limit at 8, but this is the old-fashioned three-point play, so just one free throw on the way for Yeti, and it is good. Nothing but twine that time. 67-42 as we approach the six-minute mark here from Port Edwards, where the Hawks with the possession down by 25. Stop and pop from the left elbow. Beckett looked good, just came up a little bit short. Badoon with the rebound for Pacelli. Got old Scotty Krieger across the way. Been doing this a long time.
Yes, he has.
There's Mr. Yaiti inside.
Hi, Yaiti. He's putting up some good baskets tonight.
Taking the advantage of that height. And
he better.
Here comes Tranel inside, laid up with the right hand. He went right past Badoon and got it to go. Josh now with 5 in the second half, 9 tonight.
He gave the official a little bit of look there. It looked like he got swatted a little close to the face on that.
Yet he tried to get it down inside, but knocked away by Double A, but regathered by the Cardinals. He'll work the perimeter, 5 1/4 to go. Yeti, right-hand side, into the hands of Hinker. Go around to Flaker, and he gets, oh my goodness. There's a lot of people looking at Mr. Flaker, and there's both Hawks and Cards picking him up. So he went down hard, and whistle and foul, and there's going to be two shots coming up for Braden. Good sportsmanship there, and didn't mean it at all. It's just one of those things. He got caught up in the air, and they just got number 5 on Mr. Tranel, so his night is done with 9 points.
Tough night there for him. Just things not going the way the Port wants to tonight, but that's just a big compliment there to Pacelli. They're using their height, their length, they're using their speed, and that good vision across the court to really get things done over Port tonight. It was no excuse for Port, just a little bit short-manned with some illness tonight.
First free throw up and good for Mr. Flaker. As into the ballgame come Aiden Schumer and Colby Grunden. Second free throw, that's good too. So the hard fall didn't affect his free throw shooting. 71-44 now for Pacelli. So we approach the 5-minute mark of our ballgame. And Domke has it poked away. Turnover number 10 on Port Edwards. And bringing it up the court on the near side is slammed home. Oh, Mr. Shirk again. Just unabated to the rim, and that gets the jam. Did they wipe it out? They're saying 1-1 or 2? Or
I'm trying to see.
They're saying no basket.
Yep, no basket.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Coach is wondering why.
I mean, I'm not going to argue, but at the same time, I'd like to know why, because I thought it was on the shot. I mean, I like to think that I see what happens.
It can't be two shots because he made it. Oh, double bonus, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I say that wouldn't make sense. So makes the first. Does Camden.
Don't you love it when you answer your own questions?
Well, I do that most of the time because the kids aren't listening, so somebody's got to. I'm kidding, kids. You did a great job listening. Parents all there, hey, my kid listen. Yeah, they're your kids listening.
They listen. They listen as well as trying to herd cats, you know?
You know. 73-44. I want to dig myself too deep a hole here.
That's right. I'll jump in there for
thanks,
you.
Thanks. 4:44 to go. A little jumper from the right side. Speaking of jumping in there, doesn't go that time for Striegel. And here comes Badoon with the basketball. Into the front court for the Cards. Rotate the arc. Take it to the free throw line. Slam on the brakes. Get it back around on the left wing, and Badoon back on top. Nice pass down low. Put it up off the glass, and Mr. Yeti connects. He's having a big second half. 11 points, 17 on the ball game.
Yeah, he's doing great.
75 to 44. Little jumper in the paint. Doesn't fall that time for
Brendan. Tough luck.
And here comes Badoon up the right side. He'll slam on the brakes, goes to Yeti. He's got it high above his head. He goes hard to the rack and finishes it from the left side with the right hand. 77-44 as they look to bring in a trio of new players for Port Edwards. And the next whistle.
Martinson, double A, and, of course, Price Hansen.
Pressure out on top. That's going to be stolen away by Reimer. He'll put it up with the right hand. No. The foul slam by Shirk comes out, gets his own rebound, lays it off the glass and in.
That's how you know things are just going your way tonight.
Yeah.
You slam it, you miss it, you get your own board, and you still get the points.
As we are now nigh on to 3 minutes to go, 79-44. A lot of pressure on Striegel. He'll go back to Beck. Top of the wheel, stops, fakes, and gets a flaker to jump, but get back in defensive position. And Port continues to rotate the perimeter. Beck to the left elbow. Out, Striegel, three ball on the way, just a bit long. Yidi with the rebound, outlet up ahead to Shirk. He's going to work the baseline, now cuts it back into the lane, and it's off the foot of the intended receiver, and it's going to stay on the far end of the gym, I believe, as wholesale substitutions come in for the both teams, really, basically.
Yeah, about 2:42 left to go. Is just kind of getting the bench in and out there for both teams. It's a lot of sportsmanship going on. Speaking of sportsmanship, do have another update for you. Wisconsin Rapids Wrestling, they dominated Stevens Point tonight, 52-24. That's another big win there for the Raiders as they are cruising to hopefully another Valley Conference title. Three bomb shot up there by Hammerly, and that's no good. Rebound on double A. I've had dish off to Beck. Now we're just under 2.5 to go. Beck working near side. Thought about three. Kick back out. That was to Hansen. Far side, that is Striegel. Back to Hansen as we are approaching 2:10 to go. Pacelli 79-44 lead over the Blackhawks. And gotta figure that's going to be the decided on who's going to win this game, but just a matter of what the finals tally will be. As double A has about the right elbow. Back out to Beck, top of the wheel. He works right, back, left. 1:45 to go as Pacelli's about ready to bring in some more fresh faces to conclude this contest. This is Martinson, back far side. That is still Striegel. Beck, well, top of the wheel, works to his right, cuts through the lane, and he's up off the glass, and there is a whistle as we will see what the call is on that. Pacelli, now that's just their fifth foul, so Port still a little ways from the bonus. Even longer from the double bonus, but there's still a two-shot foul. That coming up, number three against Jake Williams. Beck prepares for another trip to the line. First one up off the front, off the back iron, and through. So now we got another point here for Beck. Is
28.
That's outstanding. I mean, he had 38 just the other night. He's got 10 fewer, but that's still an outstanding night as wholesale changes all over the place here for both teams, as we have about 1:30 left to go in the contest, as we'll get our good buddy Randy Paul here to figure out who's who.
Carter Doran coming into the ball game, 5'11 sophomore, seeing his first action. Price Hansen, as you said earlier, also on the court, 5'6 junior.
Nothing but net on that second one. It's another whistle.
Isaac Domke, 5'11 sophomore, seeing some PT as the 29th point does go down.
Inbounds goes to Pacelli, working on the far side. He's 24. That's Bryce Flicker.
Jaden Garski with a three.
Yeah, rebound still coming to Nathan Reimer.
Oh, the 5'4".
Atta boy.
The 5'4" Garski, the sophomore. Reverse layup, got it.
Jaden Garski, he went through in the Jaden Garski in the land of the Giants, in the words of Randy Paul, and he got it to go through as we are 1 minute away from the final horn here at Kastner Gymnasium as Port is trying to play this out. is working down low. Pass down low to Hansen. Pass back out there. That one's to Aiden Domke. Domke working to his left, then back to the right. Pass in the corner. That is to big number four, Isaac Domke, the law firm of Domke and Domke. As we're 38 seconds left to go, working in the right wing, Grundin. Out Schumer. Schumer cutting through the lane. Pass back out. Grundin. Grundin shot. Air ball there as that's pulled down by Sullivan Schober. As we have 22 seconds to go. Zgarski back across the way. Three bomb on the way from, I believe that was Crew Raboli. And that is rebound back to Port. 12 seconds to go. And I think that will be our final tally tonight. We'll just make sure this all works that way as it is a final here from Port Edwards. 81-46, Pacelli over Port Edwards. So, Laura, we're going to take about a minute, minute and a half break here as we try to do some math, which that's Randy's forte, not mine, but we'll get this all dialed up and have the post-game show here in about a minute and a half on 105.5 WIRI.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Entertaining game here is second place in the CWC South was on the line at Kastner Gymnasium between Port Edwards and Pacelli boys basketball action, but unfortunately just was not meant to be for Port Edwards as the Cardinals, they really applied pressure throughout the game, and they applied so much pressure that they were able to take 81-46 victory over the Blackhawks. So for the final point totals and tallies, here's your friend of mine, Randy Paul.
Well, the Cardinals jumped out to a 40-22 halftime lead and really never were abated after that as they outscored Port Edwards 41-24 in half number two. So both teams scored about the exact same amount of points in both halves. And in the JV action tonight, clean sweep for Pacelli as they won it 49-25. Some of the individual and team statistics. First of all, for John Shirk's Pacelli Cardinals, they were led in scoring by none other than the son, Cam Shirk, who finished with 30 points tonight. A couple of other players in double digits for the Cards, as Zach Yeide finished with 19 and Lucas Hammerley had 18. After that, it was 7 points for Braden Flaker and 3 bomb for Jake Williams, 2 apiece for Melise Badoon and Grant Hinker. Oh, one more. 2 more points here yet for Jaden Garski. Can't forget the 5-4 layup.
Do not forget that, young man. Nope. That was exciting.
That was cute. 8-for-14 from the charity stripe, 57%, turning it over 7 times. For the Hawks, 29 points from Brendan Beck. And without Max Michaels, just not quite enough points to put up on the board here tonight. Tranel finished with 9, left a little bit with an injury, but came back in. Looks like he's going to be fine for the future here. 6 for Vinny Striegel, and 2 points for Sam Martins. 13 for 15 from the free throw line for the Hawks, turning it over unofficially 10 times. So the Hawks, they'll be on the report again next week Tuesday, as they'll be right back here taking on the paper makers of Nakusa. Michael will be here with it for you to
weather permitting, listen. Of course.
Yep, and we'll keep you updated on that. And interesting enough for Pacelli, on Saturday they're going to go down to just a game. Always cool to play down at the JAG. That's a sometime you have to go down there and broadcast a game.
Oh, I did. Yeah, it was a Christmas break.
That's right.
It was DeForest, Wisconsin Rapids, Lincoln.
Isn't that a cool place to broadcast from?
It was. It took a little bit to get used to it at first, but boy, that was fun.
Yeah. You're up on the balcony, and right down the steps is everything you could possibly want.
And then after the game, I went over to Famous Dave's and finally got some ribs and then drove back before it got icy.
Life was good.
Yes, it was.
And they're
going to
be taking
so far.
Alma Center Lincoln from the Dairyland Small Conference.
They're pretty good.
Yep, they're 9-2 overall, 7-2 in that Dairyland Small. So any final thoughts here tonight?
Well, I've got plenty of final thoughts, just whether they apply to the game or not. But, you know, that's one that if you're Port, you just got to come back to the drawing board. Maybe there's just a kind of a two-tier level to this conference with Alma Bancroft really taking things over. Pacelli fighting in there, but maybe it's just Port looking for third and trying to play spoiler at this point. No disrespect at all to Port by any means, but, man, Pacelli looked good tonight.
You going to be able to do playmakers tomorrow night?
I'll call in. I'll see what I can do.
There you go. That's at 5 o'clock on our sister station, WFHR. Follow that up at 6:30 with Wisconsin Men's Hockey as they host LIU. And then we'll be over at Assumption, Michael and I, and our airtime about 7:05 on this station, WIRI, as the Royals take on the Cards. For a second night in a row, we'll have the Cards this time of Newman Catholic. So, I want to say a great big thank you to all of our sponsors for allowing us to come on over here and broadcast this ball game. So, for Laura and Michael, this is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to Port Edwards Blackhawks basketball here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head and said the stars were stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed. I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my son away. I feel lucky today. Was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Lovett's right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. I flip a coin, I'm a winner either way. feel lucky today.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
Been flying solo for so long. Nobody's singing the harmony. Up there, just me and my shadow. No bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody. You were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't wanna be a one man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat. Carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't wanna be a one-man band. No. I wanna run down your wild dreams, and I wanna chase every high with you. Count every rip in these old jeans. We'll never learn how to sing the blues. If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat. Carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. 'Cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. When the spotlight goes cold, the curtains come down, the chairs are all stacked and there's no one around, and nobody's paying. We'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. 'Cause I don't wanna be a one-man band.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her, put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Whoa! champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, and have I done? Friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
The next Ruby's Pantry Pickup event will be at Pitch Early Learning Center January 18th from 8 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. Supplies are limited, so pre-registration and order are recommended. For more information or to pay ahead, visit rubyspantry.org. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
The IRS is ramping up collection, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now. 800-657-7991. That's 800-657-7991. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-657-7991 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Come celebrate the new year at the Poorhouse Bar and Grill, where you can enjoy a world-famous and award-winning fish and shrimp fry paired with garlic baby red taters, tartar sauce, shrimp sauce, and coleslaw with classic cold drinks in a lively and family-friendly atmosphere. With daily drink specials and fantastic food, there's no better place to begin 2025. Come join an unforgettable experience. The team at the Poorhouse Bar and Grill wishes everyone a joyful and prosperous new year.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief. At least 27 people have died in Southern California wildfires. Some evacuees are being allowed to return to certain Palisades and Eaton fire zones. But L.A. County Public Works Director Mark Pistrella warns,
the properties have been damaged beyond belief. They are full of sediment, debris, silt, and hazardous materials.
CBS's Raimi Innocencio says the Israeli cabinet is expected to convene tomorrow to vote on a Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal.
The logistics of this deal will be extremely complex. Even Hamas getting hostages safely to a handover point will present significant security challenges.
At his confirmation hearing, President-elect Trump's choice for Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent faced sharp questions from Democrats and Republicans on tax policy, tariffs, and more.
As President Trump has said, we will unleash the American economy by implementing pro-growth regulatory policies, reducing taxes, and unleashing American energy production.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild for the season, lows in the low 20s. More clouds and warmer tomorrow, highs to the upper 30s and breezy. For the weekend, much colder temperatures and a bitter breeze. Mid-teens Saturday, below zero Sunday. Currently 21 degrees.
Small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you.
Till
as you hear the screamer slamming, rubber squealing, gears are jamming. Local country station just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning, girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. Clock show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat, and then they're heading to the honky tonk. But loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, hey, where it's George Strait real late and dancing cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Sun comes up. Midnight starts a hard romance, and 1 o'clock that truck is rocking. 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break to check the clock at 3, they're right on where they want to be. And 4 o'clock, get up, get going. 5 o'clock, that rooster's crowing. On his way, the stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, mom, your daughter's going, there they go again. Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
Trying to beat the heat. Body like an hourglass, sand on the feet. Can't help but stare, cause I got the best seat. Just when I thought it couldn't get any hotter, you slid on in. Said I'm a little hot and bothered, if you know what I mean. Let's crank it up to 100 degrees. Alright. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet. Burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like
sunshine and whiskey. Driving south with the drop top down, hair in the wind, top petty up loud. You give me that look, you lick them lips. I said, hang on, baby, better pull over for this. Don't wanna get a DWK. Driving while kissing, they'll put you away. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet. Burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack, straight through the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey.
Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Sunshine and whiskey, like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey.
Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey.
Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey.
Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine.
And whiskey.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Sitting on a bench at West Town Mall, he sat down in his overalls and asked me, waiting on a woman? And I nodded yeah and said, how about you? He said, son, since 1952 I've been waiting on a woman. When I picked her up for our first date, I told her I'd be there at 8. And she came down the stairs at 8:30. Said, I'm sorry that I took so long. Didn't like a thing that I tried on. But let me tell you, son, she sure looked pretty. Yeah, she'll take her time, but I don't mind waiting on a woman. He said the wedding took a year to plan. Talk about an anxious man. I was nervous waiting on a woman. And then he nudged my arm like old men do and said, I'll say this about the honeymoon, it was worth it waiting on a woman. And I don't guess we've been anywhere. She hasn't made us late, I swear. Sometimes she does it just cause she can do it. Boy, it's just a fact of life. It'll be the same with your young wife. Might as well go on and get used to it. She'll take her time, 'cause you don't mind waiting on a woman. Show the man's always the first to go. And that makes sense, 'cause I know she won't be ready
got any. I hope she takes her time, 'cause I don't mind waiting on a woman. Honey, take your time, 'cause I don't mind waiting on a woman.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
Her blonde hair sunburned, stare at them white caps rolling over. Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona. But she looks back, yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. And it's 103 between her and me, and only 92 in Daytona. And it's sunshine. Happens, and there's a reggae band full of dreadheads just sitting in the corner laughing. Well, my baby walks over, drops a 20 in the jar. She smiles and shakes it at me. Yeah, she gets them going, she gets them playing a little. Don't worry, be happy. And it's sunshine.